Do you enjoy this podcast but wish you had more weekly short doses of insights and nuggets? Well, if you didn't know, I recently launched an email newsletter where you can join and connect with a community of like-minded young women around the world, also on the journey of personal growth. This weekly email includes everything from mindful insights and finds, tips on living well, relationships, my personal experiences, and a lot more. Subscribe to get your weekly email newsletter. The link is directly in this podcast episode show notes, or you can head directly to my website at emilyelizabeth.blog and you can sign up from there.
Emily Elizabeth, and I'm the host of the What Fulfills You podcast, a show for and about individuals always seeking to be their best selves. On this show, we talk all about building the mindset, finding the right careers, creating meaningful relationships, and so much more. Welcome to the What Fulfills You podcast.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of What Fulfills You. My name is Emily Elizabeth, and I'm your host for today's episode. I am diving into how to live and create a well-rounded life, and also how to lead with your priorities. And this being the first month of the new year, a lot of us still tend to feel the momentum and transition of going into a new year. And oftentimes, myself included, we use this transition and time to really push forward in the new momentum that we feel. And this episode is probably intriguing to you if you are someone that wants to create a more well-rounded life, if it's something that you are aware about, in that maybe you are lacking something in your life. Maybe you're not sure what that is, or maybe you are kind of aware, but you need a little nudge in kind of implementing something to get that going. This episode is going to be all about that and how I've done that in my own life. And as always, I always and only speak on experiences that I have gone through myself, and or experiences that others have shared with me and taught me, and then I've also applied that into my own life. And I'll start with this. This podcast, as a lot of you guys might know, started more or less because of a college breakup that happened a long time ago now. It happened about 7 years ago, and I was a sophomore becoming a junior in college, and at the time I was still living with my boyfriend, and we also had a dog together. And I always share that for context because it wasn't a non-serious relationship. It was someone that I ended up in total dating for almost 4 years, and he was the guy that I dated all of college. It was a great experience. After that breakup, we did get back together like 8 months later. But all that to say, during that breakup and the first time I ever experienced a breakup, I learned how to grow. And I learned so many different things that I've been able to notice now that a lot of people will get stuck with and at some point in their 20s and or 30s, especially. And part of how this breakup impacted me so much at the age of 20, and I do think this would remain true kind of regardless of what age you're at, but for me at the time, because it was my first relationship, we were, I think, like a year and a half into the relationship, I didn't have a well-rounded life on my own yet. And of course, I can't have high expectations for myself. I was just a college student, but that was a learning curve and a huge takeaway I had after us splitting, which is that I need to create a well-rounded life, a fulfilling life on my own and independent of other people. Because if I don't, I will always be dependent on other people for my happiness, my fulfillment. And a lot of us probably know that that's not healthy, right? There is a healthy balance between independence and self-reliance, and also ability to rely on other people, whether that's friends, partner, family, etc. So for me, a few examples of what I would consider a contribution to living a well-rounded life is a mixture of your personal hobbies, your social network, your professional career, your self-care habits, your physical activeness, and then, of course, an intimate relationship. For me, as I've built out what I've been trying to do, which is to have a well-rounded life throughout my 20s, one thing that I've done is I tend to sit down with myself, especially when I feel like I'm in a rut in whatever way, and I take a look at what bucket is not being poured into that much in regards to the buckets I kind of just named when creating a well-rounded life. And I take a look at my self-care, my hobbies, my social community, all of that. And where I notice that I feel the best out of reflection, it's often a mixture of active self-care. So the physical aspects, playing tennis, skating, you know, my workouts, I really love that. And I know there's a lot of science behind how it actually affects our mental health positively. So that's a given. But also my own personal hobbies, my interests, like learning how to DJ and mix and taking a piano lesson again, or randomly going to a pottery class, or it could be a candle making class or a cooking class, right? Like those things I know just for myself, especially at the chapter of life I'm in, I know that that for me helps me feel like my cup is full, that I'm pouring into Emily and her intrinsic desires and interests. And one of my friends that often continues to inspire me with this is a friend of mine from LA who now lives in New York. We've been friends for how long now? Oh, wow. I think, yeah, about 4 years now almost. And she's someone that despite if finances are limited, she really tries her best to allocate her money towards guitar lessons and different hobbies that she's been doing since living in LA. And she also does volunteering and things like that. And that's something when I'm around her and I talk to her about life updates and all of that, hearing that from her inspires me, even though I am someone that is, I would like to say, pretty conscious about creating a well-rounded life and keeping up something for myself. It is really influential and inspiring to hear my own friend doing this in her own life. And that makes me go, oh, you know what? Am I keeping up with this? No, let me go and do something similar as my friend, because hearing that makes me feel inspired. And so if I were in a position right now where I'm either in a place where I want to evaluate how else I can add into my life positively, or if I'm in a rut and I need to evaluate, okay, what's going on right now? Where are places or buckets that I could fill better? And I would think long and hard between your work, your personal hobbies, self-care, social community, your intimate connection, active wellness. What are one or two places that could be filled better, right? And if this matters a lot to you, it will become a priority, which leads into my next point around leading a life focused on priorities. And your priorities are often correlated to your core values and your principles, right? For me, I value a healthy, longevity-focused lifestyle. And so that being a value of mine, I naturally will want to do things that are congruent to that, right? This is why you kind of can't fake it till you make it, because you will have short bursts of motivation to go to the gym, but you're only going to do that day by day or start doing something physically active day by day when you shift your values and your belief system to look at yourself as someone that values whatever that is that would be congruent to your actions, right? You can talk about all you want how you're going to get into shape this year, or you're going to get into shape before the wedding, or you're going to do this before the summer. That's your motivation, right? But if all you do is talk about it, but you don't actually genuinely value or care about the lifestyle that comes with a more health-oriented value system, how are you going to maintain that, right? So your priorities, meaning your day-to-day actions, whatever you put first, and the things that you don't miss, whether you like it or not, that is congruent to your values. Meaning, let's say even work. If you're like, well, I kind of hate my job, right? Or you're not the biggest fan of your job, but you're still going to it. Yeah, well, it's probably because you subconsciously value financial stability and financial health and being able to feed yourself and keep a roof above your head, right? And going to work is one way of being able to meet that need and value. On the other hand, if you are like me and you're focused on being proactive and actually creating and designing that life, you can get ahead right now by literally writing in a journal. And for me personally, as some of you guys know, I have a daily journal as part of the What Fulfills You merch line. And I love, and I'm not joking, it probably seems biased, but I seriously have gone through 4 journals of the What Fulfills You journal over the years. And I just love having it as a consistent black, sleek journal in my bag. I just pull it out. I write my podcast notes in here. I kind of jot down everything. I bring it to therapy. So that's an example of a journal. I would say, like, take it out and write down where you are currently at in your life. And if you know deep down you want to shift into being more of a certain type of person, for me personally, you guys, I noticed from the past, I will shift after and or just simply because I am inspired by another person and the way they live their life. And if you listened to a recent episode I released, I talked about how comparing to other people actually drives me, because I don't think less of myself when I compare to others. In fact, I think maybe if anything, higher of myself, because I realize if I see another 27-year-old girl who is, you know, similar in some shape or form, whether it's because of our ethnic heritage or our socioeconomic background or just the fact that we're simple everyday girls from random hometowns, right? If I see someone similar in any shape or form and or not, maybe it just could be because of age, right? Kylie Jenner is my age. And when I compare to other people, I always think, okay, amazing. They've set the bar. It is possible. Doesn't matter my age. It doesn't matter my ethnicity. It doesn't matter where I came from. None of it. If they can do it, I can do it, period. That is, for me, what drives me. And you can dig deeper to understand what drives you, okay? Even if it's something that's negative, even if you compare to other girls and you get envious and jealous, find a way to reframe that. I've had the blessing of having a childhood best friend from middle school. We met when we were 12 years old in gym class. And many years ago, when I was like 22 or 23, having anxiety about whatever guy I was talking to at the time, we talked for like 2 months. And I just had anxiety because I was like, is he going to talk to other girls? Like, you know, I've been there. And, you know, she ran it through my head so many times We're both 22 and we're on the phone. I'm in California, she's in Pennsylvania, and she tells me, Emily, you must remember that you bring something so different to the table than what she brings and what other girls bring. And it's not a comparison game, but it is a matter of knowing who you are and what you bring to the table and knowing how exceptionally valuable that is and how that cannot be replaced. You get that through your head. All that to say, I know that that drives me, and I know that that gets my ass out of bed at 6:30 in the morning when it's cold as hell in New York City, right? And my bed is cozy, okay? I am just like all of you guys. There are many, many days where I do not at all want to get out of bed. I do not love waking up at 6 a.m., okay? I don't. But sometimes I just do it because I know that there is nothing more special than other people my age that are doing things that I would like to do too, okay? So if I'm going to compare myself, this happened years ago, many years ago after college, if I'm comparing myself to another girl that has the physique that's maybe better than mine, or she's got more abs and she's just so toned, and you know, when I was 22, I was not as toned as I am now. That's why I got to where I am now. I decided I'm going to prioritize getting a physique like that. I'm not going to look at this person on social media and be like, oh, boo-hoo, she looks hotter than me, and, you know, I can't do it, right? You gotta sometimes, like, trick yourself. I don't know what it is, but find what makes you tick. Each person is so different. This is a personal thing. So, for my priorities, because I value my health, I value looking good, not because of I want validation, but because I want to look good and feel good, right? We all have a self-image concept and the way we look at ourselves, the way we feel about ourselves. And as a former competitive athlete, I feel my best when I look at myself and I'm like, all right, you are in shape. You have muscle, you are toned, you are eating well. So that is a priority of mine. So what does my morning look like then? I will schedule a physical activity, even if it's just a 30-minute walk outside in the winter here in New York. It is in my calendar and I schedule it ahead of time. So I'll give you a live example. During the weekend, I had my typical hitting partners text me and they're like, hey, do you want to plan to hit on Wednesday? This is like 4 days out, right? I'm like, perfect. Let's do 7 a.m. or 7:30, right? 7:30 to 9 a.m. Perfect. Okay. That's now in my calendar. My hitting partner booked the court. The money's already there. I Zelled my hitting partner for the court time, and we will meet on Wednesday morning for our tennis. And then I have another tennis session, right? The following morning, my hitting partner will book that, right? So that is a non-negotiable. I'm not letting myself get out of it. Another thing too, I have a friend. I love her to death. And I say this in an open, loving, valuable way. She was supposed to go to the gym with me around 7:15 a.m. And she texted me in the morning and decided that she needed to sleep in a little bit more. Look, that is okay. That is okay. However, we all have that battle. Even Mel Robbins will talk about that. We have that battle every morning with ourselves, whether we want to get out of bed or we want to do that 1 minute plank, whatever. We all have the hard moment. And there's nothing wrong with choosing to go back to bed and sleep in. But then don't complain about not being where you want to be or you aspire to be. Don't complain that you feel like you haven't made progress in your health goals for the month. You can't complain because you made the conscious choice to sleep in or maybe not go to bed early enough or to not do something even harder, which is have an accountability friend or partner, put money on the table, right? I am so grateful that yes, even though it takes money out of my pocket, I'm grateful that I have to pay 30 some dollars to go play tennis for 90 minutes with someone else because I have to get my ass out of bed by like 6 a.m. I have to go on the subway, take the train out to Queens and Flushing, New York, where actually the US Open is. That's where I play indoor tennis in New York City. And do you think I really want to do all of that? No. But is health and staying healthy and alive and well, is that a priority of mine? Yes, that is a priority of mine. So I will make it a non-negotiable. And part of it being non-negotiable is the fact that I already put money down, so I cannot back out. That's why for my friend, and again, if I was a more extreme friend, I would have been like, all right, you owe me 20 bucks if you don't come and work out with me at 7:15. That would be me being an extreme good friend, right? But, you know, I tread lightly because I think not everyone wants that. But at the same time, it is a great recommendation if you and another friend in your life both want the same thing and you're willing to keep each other accountable. I think it's such a great idea to be like, hey, every workout that you back out of, you owe me $5, right? And honestly, my personal recommendation is if you're genuinely committed, put money on the table already. So like Venmo it up front to one another. And at the end of the month or whatever commitment period you have, Venmo it back to each other or whatever that you wouldn't have lost, if that makes sense. Because when the money is already up front and you know that you'll get it back if you do the commitment, then that's more, I think, promising. And I also do this as well by booking ClassPass. I love booking Pilates classes or SoulCycle or whatever. And so again, when you book it ahead, you can't cancel unless, yeah, I mean, you can always cancel 12 hours ahead, but you can't cancel last minute without paying a fee, right? Or if you don't show up, you definitely pay a fee. I love that. And I'm someone that I consider pretty self-disciplined. So even if I'm using stuff like that to help stay sharp, to stay aligned with my intentions and my values, then like, so be it, right? And that I'm just saying that because it's okay if you do the same. It's okay if you use different means to get you there, as long as you find what's going to help you get you over that hump. And also keep in mind, your priorities will evolve as life evolves. So this again would be different maybe years down the line when you have children or when you're building a family. These things may change, but I think it's important to always kind of take an audit of what your priorities are or what your priority is for the day or what is your priority for the week, right? My priority is always centered around taking care of myself physically and mentally, and a physical workout will always do the trick. And I know that if I am feeling well, then I can perform well. But if I'm feeling not well and kind of groggy and a little sloppy, right, the podcast can't be as sharp. I can't do great work in my business. I'm not going to show up as a great friend. I'm not going to show up as a great partner. I'm not going to be able to show up with general good energy for my community here in New York City. And so in order to pour into other people and to give the best version of myself, I must pour into myself. And I think this is almost more of a not a due diligence you need to think about for yourself, for the sake of you, but also for the sake of other people. Because how you show up in the world, the way you live your life, impacts other people in the most micro ways. As small good morning to the barista or a good morning to, I live in the city, right? So when I walk by a construction worker, this happened yesterday morning, I was walking home from tennis and I said, oh, good morning, because they were adding salt on the snow. And the guy was just pleasantly like, oh, good morning, right? It can change people's day. It can change people's feeling on life. And you never know that, right? But you can't do that for other people unless you feel that yourself. So I will leave that for you guys on this episode. Think deeply about, number one, where you're at in life right now and whether you are genuinely, deeply happy about where you're at. And if you're not, or maybe you just know that you want to make some micro shifts, think about which area you want to focus on first, or maybe the top two areas, whether that's, again, work, social connection, intimacy, your active wellness, personal hobbies, or just overall self-care. Think about which one needs to be first, which one needs to be second, and then an action plan. So what specifically will you do tomorrow and or the next day, etc., to actually implement something that will impact that area of your life? I hope this episode was helpful, thought-provoking, and helped get some ideas in your head for how you can kind of make some shifts as we are in the newer part of the year. As always, if the episode is helpful and insightful, please be sure to let me know personally. I love when you guys DM me. You can reach me at Emily E. Duong on Insta. My social media handles are all in the show notes, and make sure to follow along at What Fulfills You on Instagram, because I'm always sharing some fun, insightful content, and you can find more of this and everything else in the show notes. Thanks again for tuning in. I will talk to you all in the next episode.